Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
All right, welcome back in. Mornings with Sharp and Hanley. Jimmy as well. 1620 The Zone TV, everywhere you can get us. Fun times yesterday. Hope you enjoyed the roundtable out at Oscars. They're always very hospitable. Good crowd out there. They got a great lunch crowd. Hope you enjoyed the hour of, I think we talked about the spring game.
We got into some previous spring games more than anything.
Yeah. Not downplaying the importance of a spring game, but yeah. It is what it is, and I think it'll be
get in, get out.
I think the lease will not be just thudding. There'll be some actual people that'll be taken to the turf, but kind of sounds like the 7-on-7 portion will be featured inside of the 11-on-11. So there'll be four guys on each side that you go just beat each other up. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna play a little 7-on-7 as the red white shootout. Rule trying to there get into go. The marketing game, trying that to rename the spring
shootout.
Game.
Yeah, I like it.
Brought
yeah.
to you.
Shootout just sounds more exciting. It does. When you say red-white game as opposed to the red-white shootout. Ooh. Ooh, now we're talking about something here. Yeah. He knows. He's not. He ain't no dummy. He ain't no dummy. And it could be. I mean, we might see a lot of throwing. We talked about this yesterday. Could be a lot of...
Overreaction is going to be... Not good. That's
well, no, I think people want to go see the quarterbacks, of course. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, we kind of, because Evan Cooper, I think, is a really good coach and they are deep at that position, but how many guys do you fully trust? Challenge the defensive backs in front of 60,000 people tomorrow and see who is ready for it. I mean, I like the idea. Again, stay away from injuries, get in, get out. But one of the guys throwing the football on the morning after another NFL draft goes by, and Nebraska doesn't have a first-round guy. Let's see. Arizona, they got off the board. Iowa State got off the board last year. Arizona got off the board last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like KU, Vanderbilt, Nebraska. There's Brett Ciancia tweeted it out from Pick 6 Previews about the longest streaks without a first-round guy. So Nebraska's is 13. That list is kind of small, but if you're doing this right and you have health and you're successful by winning, in 2027, the morning after the opening day of the draft, wherever it may be, we should be talking about a quarterback being drafted if this works the way it's supposed to.
That type of talent is what has been discussed. And I think when you bring that up, people think that, wait a minute, okay, now we're really going far in on the hype train of Dylan Raiola. But remember,
I don't think that's hype. I think that's factual. If you sign a guy that has that accolades, mm-hmm, and has a high ceiling and a skill set that could translate to the next level, if things work out 3 or 4 years, more likely 3, you should have a first round draft pick on your hands.
And there's nothing wrong with saying that. And that's why I think people initially say, wait, let's slow down here. But no, absolutely, because this was why it was so important to get a guy like this and the significance of landing Dylan Raiola, not because he's a legacy, but because what he represents at that position. The obvious skeptic is going to be, okay, but will he develop into, will that potential be reached? That potential that everybody, I mean, this goes all the way back to when he was pretty much 13 years old, that people talk about that type of difference when it comes to your normal, everyday average quarterback that's recruited compared to your elite five-star guys in the types of skill set that they possess when it comes to arm strength, when it comes to accuracy, when it comes to the ability to be comfortable in the pocket, all of those different things that when you have that at a young age, as long as that continues to move down the path, that it should be. There's nothing wrong saying that. I think where you get the most pushback, Gary, on that is, can I put myself in a position to see Nebraska having a quarterback go in the first round of the NFL draft? And that's where people would have hesitation.
Hey, I get it. There's no long history of it. But Nebraska's not had a quarterback walking in the door that plays NFL-type football like Dylan Raiola. I mean, I'm not projecting it, but if things transpire, that's how it's supposed to work. Get him in, get him up, get him out.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, I mean, look at the what happens after the NFL draft, and especially the first round, and Nebraska will probably be shut out again. But if some guys would have come out last year, they probably will at least get one or two. Now, they could have three or four guys drafted next year, but they may be shut out again. I mean, you're going to wait probably till late on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL draft tells you a lot about your college football program, how you develop, how you recruit, if you win. So Ohio State, that is wide receiver U.
Mm-hmm.
Four first-round wide receivers in the last 3 years.
Yep.
Michigan's going to have a big draft. In, what did I see last night? Last 10 years, there's only three schools in the current Big Ten that have had five or more first-round draft picks. I named one of them. Well, I actually named two. You know who the third is?
It's not Penn State, is it?
Iowa.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So, recruit well, develop.
Mm-hmm.
NFL guys also get a reputation of the NFL. You're churning out NFL guys, so those schools are attracted to you, and you're also winning. Winning is a big part of this. I mean, if you're winning, people are going to go, okay, why are you winning? Let's take an extra look.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, if Nebraska wants to get where they're going, because you know Oregon, USC, Washington LSU last night had a quarterback and wide receiver go in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hello. I mean, look at Washington had a really good draft. Kalen DeBoer was a good developer.
Just so happened to be in the national championship game, too.
You've got to start producing those kind of players if you want to get where you're going. And it's got to have a first-round label on it. Maybe not every year, but man, I just it's hard to believe you're sitting here, and it's 13 years now that Nebraska's not had a first-round pick.
And the Iowa example, I think, is a really good one, and I think it's one that a lot of teams that are trying to get back at that level, you have to build that reputation of what you do well from a development standpoint. Because when I think of the first guy that is going to be off the board in Cooper DeJean, well, they've got a reputation of being able to develop corners. They've got a reputation of being able to, obviously, to develop tight ends. They've got maybe not as much, at least the run of offensive linemen hasn't been nearly as heavy as it was here even 3 years ago or when Tristan Wirfs went. But they have that reputation of developing offensive linemen. So if you take that reputation and you're pretty consistent with, even if it's two position groups, if you take that and that's your reputation, and then you go all the way back to the impact of recruiting, of how you win some major recruiting battles, because all you have to do, it's one thing to sell somebody on a vision of, hey, this is how we see you as an NFL type of player. This is how we're going to get you there. You know, the plan is a big thing. And that's why I really like about the Nebraska football coaching staff is, and I think they communicate that plan very clearly with their incoming recruits or their potential recruits. But more than anything, when you can say, look at our draft last year, look at what we have currently on the roster, you know where he's going to be going in the upcoming draft too. When you start that and you have a reputation, whether it's tight end, whether it's offensive line, whether it's quarterback, whether it's your skilled position players as a whole, you have that. Gosh dang. And I know recruiting's different now with NIL, but it makes life on you so much easier. And that's the one thing for Nebraska. If you're able to get that reputation, whether it's on the defensive side, whether it's the skilled position players where you have that development and it's consistently going, we're not having these conversations about Nebraska and on a Friday after the draft.
Did you guys see who was in the draft room? He was the only head coach that I saw.
Yes, Foster.
Ryan Day? I saw Ryan Day in them.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I wasn't. This is the one that caught me. Who did you say?
UCLA's head coach.
I didn't see that either.
Yeah, that I didn't see.
He was there.
I was when Latu I really like. When he got drafted, there was a discussion in the Richie Man Cave about where he's from. And I'm like, really? He's from New Jersey. When Darius Robinson got drafted from Mizzou, I noticed Eli was there.
Oh, okay. Oh. See, I didn't see him.
Was he rocking his cargo shorts and his visor?
He was not. He was dressed. He was in a suit. Huh.
Yes. I didn't see him. I saw Deshaun Foster front and center when they had their selection there, too. But with Latu.
I will say that Mizzou dude, he is a dude, though. He's good.
Well, they have more dudes. Here's the thing about the NFL draft, and whether it be a Caleb Williams who's talking about, I want to set a legacy. And I'm going to tie this back into, I'll use Dylan Raiola, because when players have been the best, like they were the best player on their high school team, or they were the best player on their college team, all of a sudden they're not the best player on their roster on the next level up, and how they adjust to failure, I think says a lot about where they're going. But it's the size of people that play in the NFL. Like they brought out Cam Hayward last night, Walter Payton Man of the Year, mm-hmm. to announce the Steelers pick. He's a giant mm-hmm. man. Mm-hmm. And then you look at some of these draft picks that are not Mims from Georgia, who is a humongous guy.
It's only 6'7".
He's one of those guys that does not have reckless driving in Georgia because the dude can't fit in a car.
Right.
That's a step in the right direction.
But you that's when it hits you like, man, guys in the NFL are monstrous, because Robinson looks like a big dude.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, man, he might be kind of small in the NFL.
Yeah, he's average at best.
I do think, and this is, you can tie this to a Caleb Williams or kind of quarterbacks, because they've always been in the spotlight and they're mm-hmm. the most important position, is when they're not the best player on their team, how do they react? And then when they have failure for the first time, how do they react? Like Caleb Williams will have failure mm-hmm. because you got to learn the playbook. Yep. People are going to throw things at you.
And you're
Dylan Raiola will be the same thing.
You're in Chicago too.
If they react accordingly and they have a chess piece they're able to pivot to or move, then you're like, wow, this might actually work.
Yeah. And that's it's thrown around. It's loosely interpreted. It's probably a lazy thing to throw out when it comes to the importance of it. But that's the development. And I think when we talk about development a lot, people just assume we're discussing quarterback OC or quarterback coach relationship. But a lot of that is that development that they're doing on their own too. And this is, again, why it seems like you have somebody different in Raiola. And if you look at some of those guys that had their names called, even J.J. McCarthy, I don't think anybody's going to doubt his preparation or his overall coolness under pressure. I think that there's a lot of those different things that you look at, even in Michael Penix Jr. You know, regardless of what you thought of, if a team should have reached to get them, or if they were slotted, if they were drafted where they were being slotted, all of those things, that's off to the side. You look at the reason a lot of those guys, all of those guys are there, they've got an alpha trait, but that alpha trait is typically because they are cool under pressure. Everybody in that huddle knows that when the blank hits the fan, that they can look at that guy's going to make a play. And these are the things that we've talked about of what it'd be nice to see Nebraska have. Not necessarily a guy that's a Heisman Trophy candidate right out of the gate, but a guy that when you know things are getting tense, things are getting a little chaotic, either between the sideline or the huddle, you've got a guy that says, I got this.
A couple of emails here to finish off the hour. Andrew says Lincoln Riley was there last night. I guess the NFL Network didn't stick with a lot of the embracing in the green room.
No.
Hey, Lincoln.
That's true.
Lincoln Riley.
They just follow the player.
Hey. The NFL draft might have been a good and bad for Lincoln Riley. So he's the first coach ever to have three quarterbacks drafted first overall. How many titles does he have? Mm. How many playoff appearances does he have?
None at USC.
So sometimes the NFL draft can use as a, like, hey, man, look at what we're doing.
And then
there's other times like, ooh, look. Yeah, okay. Right. All right, head down. Keep moving fast.
Nothing to see here.
John writes in the Equitable Bank inbox. Gary, you're obviously forgetting about Zach Lee. We were told by many people many times that he was a first round draft pick. Then football happened.
Wow, I don't remember that with Zach Lee.
I don't either.
Yeah. Now, if he's talking about Tanner Lee, difference to no, I'm kidding.
Then the Manning camp happened.
Hey, he got drafted.
KG writes in, I've noticed past years Husker players who went undrafted and started on the practice squad made it to the NFL. Just shows how previous Husker coaches could not develop players to their full potential.
Mm-hmm.
Just let that one slide into the next hour. Update with Jimmy is coming up after a night of the NFL draft. Then they slipped in some NBA and NHL playoffs as well. It's mornings with Sharp and Hanley on a Feel Good Friday. Jimmy is next on 1620 The Zone.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.